Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com is the website where the podcasts are, Regional Psychological in East Lansing, to talk about something that I think many of us have pondered. You know, Rush Limbaugh on another station, but Rush Limbaugh famously says, with talent on loan from God. That's the way he frames himself and what he does in life. Well, maybe that's true. Is it on loan from the Creator? Is it something that was innate inside him? Or was that, you know, did he become famous and good at what he does by, you know, nurturing? Or is it some combination thereof? Nature versus nurture. Where do you stand? Let's ask the doc. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. On your hora dos, how does that sound?
Second well, see, hour. You got it right. That's see, good. I was given it the Spanglish, our numero dos. But
well, it sounds good. I think that most people or reasonable people now acknowledge that the argument about nature and nurture is really a combination, okay? Obviously, certain people have certain genetic tendencies, call it height, call it, you know, intellectual aptitude for certain areas, one or another. But there's no question that the environment you grow up in certainly has a lot to do with where you're going. I think for two good examples, and then on the face of it, they don't seem to have much in common, but if you really think about it, they do. Magic Johnson and Albert Einstein.
Okay.
You say, what? Okay. Well, Magic Johnson at 6'9 was an incredibly unique physical specimen. Okay. There really has never been a 6'9 guard, you know, point guard that could play basketball to the level that he did. What made him even more unique than those incredible skills were his combination of attitude and willingness to do everything that he could to be the best basketball player he could be and take the skills he had, honed them into being one of the greatest players in the history of the game. So that was a combination of, by nature, he had a unique body, if you will, a unique physical set of characteristics that set him apart from just about everybody else. But it was really his drive, his desire, his ability to hone the skills that turned him into the person that he was. If we take Albert Einstein, this is another very interesting fellow in the sense that he clearly was incredible mathematically in relation to physics. So when he was born, he definitely used those particular skills that he had. He finally honed these abilities that he had, which he uniquely had, I might add. You certainly aren't going to run into many Albert Einsteins in a generation or two or more. And he was able, through incredible effort, tenaciousness, hard work, able to take those abilities and come up with one of the really foundations of modern physics in terms of his, you know, his theory of relativity. So those are just two examples. Now, if either one of them had been born into an environment where no one helped them with those skills or no one worked with them,
yeah,
then obviously they never would have become who they were. But each was fortunate that they were in an environment where Magic Johnson, his dad, community persons helped. In the case of Einstein, his mother and others did everything they could, you know, to help him. So obviously that's a situation where with both of them, you had both environment and you had the abilities in terms of the genetics, call it what you will.
Something innate. Well, where do you fall on this, though? Because you talk to parents and you know, a big part of your practice has been children's psychological health. So where do you fall with parents? Do you tell them, look, don't fret over this. Let things play out. Let's see where some of their talents lie. Or do you tell parents, well, you know, try, spin the roulette wheel, keep trying this and this until you find something? Because a part of me says, you know, as a parent, you've got to, you know, be right there for your kids, but you also have to stay out of the way with them to see where they, you know, can blossom, and you never know exactly where that will be. What do you tell parents?
Well, I think in terms of working with parents and children, we first have to find out where are the natural inclinations, where are the aptitudes, where are the abilities for a person. I mean, that becomes key. Then with that, working with parents, we work on, in terms of motivation, opportunities, right situation for the child to be able to achieve to their potential. Because I have worked, this is rare, but I've actually worked with kindergarten, first grade level, or first graders, I should say, that are actually achieving junior high and even a few in high school. Now, that's really rare, but when you have something like that, that is really unique. In fact, I just evaluated someone here recently who I believe is in the fourth grade, and he is achieving at the 10th grade level academically. So this is some, and in all, and across the board seems to have skills in many different areas, not just one area. So that's a case where the parents, in that particular case, want to know just what to do, what direction, because they know how talented that the child is. Now, on the other hand, if you find someone who isn't achieving well, and you then you try to find out where are the particular abilities highest, how do you enhance those abilities, and how do you also bring up those areas that are low. But people tend to have tendencies, if you will. You could, like, even twins that are separated, it's amazing how similar they are if they've been raised in similar circumstances when you meet them, because physically who you are is how you meet the world, okay? And if you have certain characteristics, they certainly can give you an advantage or a disadvantage. So I think that there's no question it's a mixture of the two, because there are those, like Watson said, give me 10 people, this is John Watson, the old behaviorist, and I'll create 12 people, whatever you want. I mean, that obviously is ridiculous, but that was his belief that he could do that. You had John Locke, the philosopher, who gave the tabula rasa, you know, that everybody comes a blind slate. I think that's true. People come with a blind slate, but they also have certain abilities. You can just see people that can memorize anything. Okay, I mean, and others that really can't. There are those that have obviously mathematical abilities, and even you'll run into this, if you can find someone from a home where you don't have highly skilled parents from an academic point of view, but a child comes along who is amazingly gifted in academics. So obviously some come through parents, some is picked up by the environment. So it's a mixture, and the better we
And I buy that too. I mean, I remember with my son when he was really little, just we're watching him, and I'm like, look at him. He's building this stuff, but everything has to be just so, and it's kind of intricate, and I don't even know, why are you doing that, buddy? And he tell us, and I go, you know, he's going to work in building and be an engineer someday, and it's exactly what he does. I mean, it was almost like we could tell. No, but our job then was to, like, he really likes doing this. Let's facilitate that and not get in his way and tell him that's bad. Let's tell him that's good and make it, you know, keep working. And that's what he loves to do. You just kind of know it. There it is.
And that is being a good and an effective parent, Dave, because there's no question kids have tendencies, inclinations, call it what you will. And as parents, we want to try to enhance them. What's unfortunate is when a parent tries to push a child into something that they really don't have an interest in, even if they have an ability. And often their ability is not that strong, but the parent is demanding or pushing. Now, fortunately, I think we have less of that these days. But I do feel that is something that we really need not to do. In fact, really can't do. We need to try to enhance each person, find out what they really like, to give them the options, the opportunities, what that would mean in their life, and try to help direct them in that way. But there's no question that the physical characteristics, your intellectual abilities, certainly is part of you and a very critical part of you, but clearly the environment then is what hones and takes that ability and moves it, puts it into a finalized product to be the best that we can be.
Well, one confession, though, he's left-handed. I should try to make him into a left-handed major league pitcher, and then that didn't quite work out. But I was, you know, he realized it before I did and kind of, you know, said, Dad, this is not good. Okay. Then the engineering thing is a great fallback from that. But, I'm just saying there's times where you just see, and if you're a parent, I'm saying if you're a parent and you see that kind of thing that's coming out of your children that is manifest, you know, encourage it. Don't discourage it. Let them go even further with that. You never know how high they might fly. You never know, right?
Absolutely. And just let the wings fly, let them move, and we enhance the situation. Just do whatever we can to help the person be the best that they can be, and just do encouragement, because clearly that has a lot to do with the ability a person is going to be able to implement in life. But it's really up to each of us to want ourselves, of course, try to find where our inclinations, our aptitudes, our abilities are, and then it's up to those that work with us, know us, teachers, parents, those that love and care for us, to try to enhance and realistically help direct us in the best way to be all that we can be.
Nature versus nurture. It's kind of an eternal question, but maybe it's not being asked always the right way. It should be nature and nurture. Let's consider both.
Absolutely.
We've done that here today with a good doctor, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com. Go to the website. Podcasts are always there at your command. Great to talk to you again today, Doc.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Talk later, buddy.